Good morning, everyone. My name is Toshima, the retired minister of Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. From next week, Friday, March 17, Ohigan season starts. So I want to speak about the Ohigan. There is an ancient Japanese saying, heat and cold last only until Higan. Japanese saying, Atsusa samu samu Higan made. And also this season is best season for listening to the teaching of the Buddha. And Ohigan is the customary for the Japanese people in Japan to return to their homes and visit their family cemeteries and temples where special services and conducted for a period of 1 week during the equinox Ohigan. Thus, the Ohigan service is the form of memorial service. This season is a good season for think about the ancestors. Among the many stories about the Shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu, there is an episode that I like especially. On his birthday, Shogun Ieyasu always secluded himself in the Butsuma, a room where the family altar was kept. His three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, consisted of okayu, rice gruel. Shogun Ieyasu's retainers asked him, "Ordinarily, a person celebrates his birthday by preparing a great feast and inviting many people. There is a great deal of drinking and merrymaking. Why don't you do the same? We too celebrate our birthdays, especially at age 60, Kandeki, and at age 77, Kiju, by inviting many friends to an elaborate birthday party. We also celebrate our birthdays yearly by dining out with the family at the restaurant." When Shogun Ieyasu was questioned about the way he observed his retainers, he replied, "I cannot think of celebrating my birthday by feasting, drinking, and merrymaking. I think back and realize that today, the day of my birth, is the day my birth gave birth to me, and she could have died in the process. It is the day when my mother gave birth to me, agonizing over the uncertainty of living through or dying in the birthing process. When I think of her suffering, I cannot make myself celebrate my birthday with feasting and drinking." So saying, he continued to sit in front of the altar. Don't you think a good story? Looking forward to the future is important, but it is also important to take a backward look. When we take a backward look, we will discover the countless benefit bestowed upon by our parents. We are unaware, and our eyes cannot see, that our parents are always looking after us. The word oya, parents, is made up of three kanji, three Chinese characters. They are to stand, to see or look, and tree. The word oya means to stand in high tree and look. In other words, it means that our parents are always looking after us. To our parents, we are most precious. It is the same with Amida Buddha. We cannot see it, but Amida Buddha is always watching over us and embracing us. Shinran Shoni says, though passions and desires cover our eyes, and we cannot see the light of non-forsaking, the great compassion without rest always shines upon us. For those of us who are filled with evil passions, may we not be able to see amid the Buddha's compassion, but perhaps we should be able to see the heart of our parents. Let us look back. There will we discover the heart of our parents, our ancestors, that said, you are precious. In the poem, Shinran Shoni wrote, if as a child thinks of his mother, the being thinks of the Buddha, they will doubtlessly see the Buddha in the present life or in the near future. A person who does not appreciate our ancestors' loving care will not be able to understand amid the Buddha's compassion. This season, Ohigan, is a good season for think about our ancestors with deep appreciation and gratitude. I hope that you will be able to sense the heart of Amida Buddha through your feeling of appreciation and gratitude to your ancestors. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.